Today's daf is daf Chof Hey, and we are holding on the Halakha Mishnah, Chof Dalet on the base. And the next piece that we had in the Mishnah that closed the first parak was Shor HaMazik v'Reshut HaNizik, which we originally thought was one of the things we were calling a Muad, because of the fact that we thought was going only on Limit or Bitarf, and that it was Nezik Sholim, and that's why we were calling it Muad. And then we came up with our other explanation of the Mishnah. But in any event, the Shor HaMazik v'Reshut HaNizik certainly introduces at least the Machlokas Rebbe Tarfon v'Rabbanon, as we came out before. And here is the Mishnah that indeed expands upon Shor HaMazik v'Reshut HaNizik and gives us the information of the Machlokas Rebbe Tarfon v'Rabbanon. So, when the Mishnah back there said the words, quote, Shor HaMazik v'Reshut HaNizik, unquote. Kesa, explain that, please. Nagach, Nagaf, Nashach, Ravatz, Ba'at, all of those typical Karen Tam type of behaviors, Bershut Rabim, is Mishalim Chatzinezek. But Bershut HaNizek, at that point, we treat it as if it were a Muad, a Libet Rabbi Tarfon, a Rabbi Tarfon, Omer Nezek Shalem. And as the Gemara said earlier, the way to understand the opening Mishnah is a lead-in to the fact that this is a Machlokes, Bechachomim Obrim, it's still only Chatzinezek. Omar Vayem Rabbi Tarfon. And here we finally get into, in the Mishnah itself, the discussion about Dayo Lavomin Adin Leyotki Nidon, and in fact that's what we're going to dedicate our daf to today. Rather than the direct dinim of Karen Roshot HaNizek, we're going to discuss the overall theory of Dayo. So Rabbi Tarfon says, Uma b'mokom shehakel al hashein v'al haregel. Look, if in a place where when it comes to Shein v'regel, that place is a kula, namely Roshot Rabim, because over there it's patur legamre. Nonetheless, when it comes to another place, which is the Roshot HaNizek, Yichmir alehem Roshot HaNizek l'shalem Nezek Shalem, which implies that the Roshot of the Nizek is something which is Mechayev Nezek Shalem, even on something which is part of Roshot HaRabim. So certainly, a makom shichmir alekeren Roshot HaRabim l'shalem Chatzi Nezek, where the Torah was so machmir, namely even on Roshot HaRabim the Karen, that at least it pays Chatzi Nezek, I mean, certainly when it comes to Roshot HaNizek, the thing should be that it's Mishalem Nezek Shalem. Ein odin shenachmir alav Roshot HaNizek, L'shalim nezik shalim. Omrulo said the chachamim to Rabbi Tarfon, look, it all is very nice, except dayo lavo min adin liyot kinidon. I mean, you cannot base a halacha of Karen paying nezik shalim on a halacha of Karen paying chatzin nezik. I mean, where do you come up with that? But you start off, the information you start off with is that Karen pays chatzin nezik. And now you're saying, out of the blue, so certainly in a reshus where it's more chamur, it should pay nezik shalim. That's a classic case of Dayo straight out of the Torah. If, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and if her father spat at Miriam, wouldn't she have been embarrassed for 7 days? Let her indeed stay for 7 days. Why not 14 days? Because Dayo Lavomin Adin Liyot Kinidon, that's what you're saying. If over there it's Chatzin Ezek, so over here, why not double Chatzin Ezek? Just like 7 days. Why not double the 7 days? I mean, why yes, double the 7 days? And what kind of logic is that? That's Dayo Lavomin Adin Liyot Kinidon. Amar Lehem, look how beautifully the Mishnah constructs this conversation between Rabbi Tarfon and Chachomim to bring out the subtleties of the difference between the logical syllogism of Dayo and the halakhic vision of Dayo. Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Tarfon says, okay, let's avoid the logical problem. The truth is that I brought it that way because I want you to understand that even that way it's not a problem. Because the nature of the Kal Vachomer is that it's meant to avoid the simple logic of Kal Vachomer. It's a halacha, the Torah of Kal Vachomer, which has its own dinim of how to use. But so you're attacking me on the basis of pure logic. Okay, let's avoid the logic problem, all right? Afani lo adon keren mi keren. Fine. I won't come and say, since here it's Chatzin Ezek, here it's Nezek Shalem. You don't like that, let's try another approach. Afani adon keren mi regel. Okay, let's try it this way. And now you'll see it's perfectly logical, and I'll bet you're still going to come back at me with this Dayo business. If in a place where the Torah is mekel on a mazik to let you off completely, so it's mekel on shein v'regel on reshus harabim, nonetheless, there's some mazik that is so bad that the Torah does not want to be mekel on you. So it says, look, the most I'm going to do is let you off half of the nezik when it comes to Karen, okay? I can't do more than that for you because Karen is terrible. Kavanos l'hazik, all jazz. So therefore, if in a place where you're machmir, even on a lower class mazik, like Shane Varegel, I'm ready to say Yifei Nezek Shalem. So in a higher class mazik, like Karen, for sure Yifei Nezek Shalem, okay? Now there I'm not bringing in, I'm not saying since they're at Beis Chatzedesek, here at Beis Nezek Shalem. You're right, that's not logical, fine. All I'm saying is, if Shane Varegel paid Nezek Shalem, Kosher King Karen paid Nezek Shalem, because Karen is worse than Shane Varegel. As I can prove to you, from the fact that Karen pays even in Rosh Hashanah, it's irrelevant what it pays in Rosh Hashanah. But it has nothing to do with it. I'm simply showing you that Karen is a worse mazik. Now what are you going to do? So now the logic still holds up 100%. The din of dayo is not simply a problem of logic. It's halacha that we learn out of the Torah how to use a kavachomer. And it means you have to preserve the information that's initially given to you. So even though you could say, I mean, it's purely coincidental that I'm proving that Karen is more chomer than Shane Varegel because of the fact that it pays chatzi nezek. What if I proved it to you because of the fact that you're forced to go to jail for a week? So that would have been a perfectly okay thing. You wouldn't have said that that's a problem in dayo. Doesn't matter. But the fact is that the entire kavachomer is based on a piece of information which you now want to change in this new location. You can't do that. That's the din of dayo. So if it pays chatzi nezek reshut harabim, ma'am reshut harabim chatzi nezek, then by definition, after reshut, ha'nezak is chatzi nezek. Says the Gemara, what does this mean? That Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold the din of dayo. I mean, I thought the din of dayo is indeed one of the fundamental things that we learn out about the nature of the kavachomer. Remember, it's not that we learn a kavachomer because of the fact that it makes sense. Vaharaya, you can't be mazirin minadin, you can't be ma'anishin minadin, you can't use logic to create dinim in the Torah. Because not necessarily are all of the issues that are taken into account applicable in this case. Forget about the logic. The Torah is giving you, it's not giving you a logical construct, it's giving you a set of issues, each and every one of which needs to be viewed in its own particular context. Right? How do we know that you have a right to apply a kavachomer at all? For that, you need a raya in the Torah that a kavachomer is meant to work. Once we know it's meant to work, then we say, well, it's as good as written. Lama likra kavachomer, right? Fine, but I need to know that it's meant to work. So the only way I know that it's meant to work is from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses a kavachomer in a discussion with Moshe. And then that turns into the halacha of Miriam. So obviously, he's not just playing games to argue with Moshe. He's teaching him that a kavachomer is applicable in dealing with the halacha. But in that very same discussion with Moshe, he makes it clear that that kavachomer is in fact a din of dayo. It's limited by dayo. And if that's the case, you have no right to apply a kavachomer in any other case. How does Rabbi Tarfon argue on that principle? V'adayo d'oraita. D'tanya. Midin kavachomer takes out. And note that the whole question over here is bichalal. Explain the din of the kavachomer. How does that work in the Sifri? Ketsa. Well, look, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Moshe wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a refuah shleimah to Miriam, and let's just forget the whole thing. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, why don't you forget the whole thing? Okay, so what would you expect now? Well, if her father would have spit in her, the kavachomer, the Shechina, I mean, should be terrible. Maybe double. Arba'asayom. Says Tosis, baby. I mean, why Arba'asayom, baby? Because that's double the amount. And the Shechina is connected both your father and your mother because, you know, the Shlesha should be in Ba'adal. Or maybe because the Mishnah Nida says that the father gives five things and the mother gives 10 things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, five things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 10 things. He's connected both. Whatever, I don't know. Find some type of remez, you know. Let it be worse, but certainly let it be worse. So kavachomer l'shchina arba'asayom. Ella, that's why Katina's supposed to say, Tisager shivat yamim mechutz l'machaneh. I mean, why not just say, Mitzorah has din of shivat yamim. What's that? I mean, what are you playing around for? Well, the whole point of this is to teach kavachomer and to teach dayo. I mean, otherwise, it's an irrelevant discussion. So therefore, you see, Ella dayo l'avomin adin l'yorkin yidon. So how can Rabbi Tarfon disagree with the whole mikor of dayo in the Torah? Well, so think about it. He doesn't. He says you can apply dayo precisely as applied there. He led lay dayo. All Rabbi Tarfon is saying in our Mishnah, I don't hold dayo as applicable. Why? Because what you guys don't understand is that there's two dinim that I'm learning out here. A, is that a kavachomer is meant to be applied. Now, is that learned from here or not? B, that the kavachomer is limited by dayo. The only place where you see that the kavachomer is limited by dayo is here. And what is the case here? That the kavachomer is being used la'alacha. You, Moshe, want her to get out of here today. And I'm telling you, kavachomer, 7 days. But that means that we're meant to apply the kavachomer. Now, how did you apply the kavachomer of Karen
from Shane Harega.
Not at all. You said, well, no Kama Chomer. I beg your pardon. The Torah says, be daughter to Kama Chomer. But the Torah says, dio. But the Torah only said, dio to over-application of a Kama Chomer. It never said, ignore a Kama Chomer. A Kama Chomer is part of the input of the information here. So how do you ignore it? It's not just a way. You've turned the whole thing into a logical syllogism. That's not what it is. Therefore, I'm saying, I don't hold of dio hechad amafrit Kama Chomer. But hechad alum amafrit Kama Chomer, obviously, if the Kama Chomer is still going to be applied, so then I'm saying don't over-apply. So there, Rabbi Tarfon also agrees, eat le dio. So over there, in the case of Miriam, Shiva the Shechita lo k'tivin. Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu insults her, you should be Sagir Shivat Yamim? It doesn't say. Okay, so therefore, comes along the Kama Chomer, and now the Kama Chomer, you're right, would have taught you Arbeisa. Comes along now dio, and says, well, forget about the extra seven. Of the Shiva. But now you're left on Shiva. Who dear Shiva? So you utilize the Kama Chomer to say that Tisagir Shivat Yamim. Okay. But over here, if you were trying to tell me to shut up in the Mishnah, I'm telling you, Chatzin Nezik is a given. I'm not going to say that in the Rosh Hashanah Nezik, Karen is not Chayev. Why would it not be Chayev? It's at least as Chayev as it is in Rosh Hashanah Rabban. It's the same Chiyev. So that's a given. Comes along now a Kama Chomer and it's teaching you something. What's it teaching you? According to you, teaching me nothing. So I say, I'll take off a chomer and add some another chatzinezer to indeed be the equivalent of 14 days in the case of the posse. But over here, there's no way of saying that Dio should come along and take away seven of the days that is the other chatzinezer, because then I don't have any use to the kav chomer. And that's not where it appeared in the Torah. So it comes along the Kavachomer, the Kavachomer Haiti Chatzinezik Achrina, adds the other Chatzinezik, the equivalent of the other 7 days that we would have had in the Pasik, turns it into Nezik Shalei. Now, Idarash to Dayo, you fit the Kavachomer. If you're going to apply Dayo, you're going to say that the Kavachomer has added zero information. Rabbonin said, that's not the correct way of reading the Pasik. It's not true. The Shiva of the Shechina is written in the Pasuk without the application of the Kal Vachomer, because it says over there, Tisager Shivat Yamim. Now, Tisager Shivat Yamim is true with or without the Kal Vachomer. Leave out everything else in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tisager Shivat Yamim. Now, that's it. So that's a given. So why are we being given the background of this whole Kal Vachomer jazz? We're being given the background in order to recognize that a Kal Vachomer should be ignored when it's dio. That's the point. Even the basic information. And it's not true what you're saying, that the basic information was derived from a Kama Chomer. It wasn't. Rabbi Tarfon says, no. The Tisager Shivat Yamim, for God's sake. The whole point of the Pasuk is Tisager Shivat Yamim means all these 7 days. It's coming to tell you the din of Dio. It's not coming to tell you the din of Tisager Shivat Yamim. In the context of the Kama Chomer, read the Pasuk. It starts off with the Kama Chomer. There'll be a Yorok Yorokra for now. Well, if that's the case, Tisager Shivat Yamim. Now you're telling me that, well, actually Tisager Shivat Yamim was only coming as a separate halacha. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you, Tisager Shivat Yamim. Anyway, getting back to the subject. Of course it's not how to read the pasuk. So the meaning of Tisager Shivat Yamim is itself the din of Dio. But that means that we're still using the Kal Vachomer to tell me that Tisager Shivat Yamim is not an aside, that it's like you with the Kal Vachomer. How do you read a pasuk like that? So Ahut Tisager, is there a gufa to teach me the Dashin and Dayo? Says the Rabbanan, no, that's not true, because there's another pasuk that then says, Vatisager Miriam Michutzu Machane Shivat Yamim. What do you have to say that? I mean, well, we need to know the information. I mean, obviously, all it needed to say is, V'an lo nasa ha'ver ha'ver Miriam. That's all you need to say. What do you need to say anything about? And in fact, what God said, we did. I mean, why wouldn't we have? Says Rabbi Tarfon, that's very true. But if it wouldn't be for that pasuk, who the afilu bi'alma darshina dayo? Look, there's something unique about this case. What's unique about this case is that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a dispensation. Isn't that the whole point? Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and saying, "Please, God, let's just forget about it." El no, refon Allah. Okay, here's Moshe making a public statement in front of everybody. Says I got his broken. Well, at least shivat yamim. Okay, to me that says, because we need to find some kind of way to at least show everybody that when Moshe Rabbeinu adds something, we do something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look, under these special circumstances, I'm going to let you off 7 days. So the din of dayo is said in places where it's needed for some other purpose. I mean, over here, Moshe Rabbeinu's tavit is an important purpose. Zakadosh Baruch Hu says dayo. How do you know to make dayo a universal application of every kal vachomer in history? So there I need the pasuk to tell me, and by the way, the fact that it's the Seger Shivat Yavim is indeed meant as a description of reality, not just a description of the relationship to Moshe under the circumstances. So if it would have been for that pasuk, says Rabbi Tarfus, that teaches me that I need to say Dayo is part of the Etzem Din of Kal Vachomer all over, Volotomar, and not to come up with the idea that this is a unique case that often should kvodo shel Moshe. Therefore, Kavashmo Dayo is a din in Kal Vachomer. Let's abstract it out of the particular case over here. But Tisager Shivat Yamim, that's the way it was. No mention about who is there and who it affected. That's irrelevant. Okay. So that means that we now have two shitot that are completely in agreement. Everybody agrees that there is such a din as a kal vachomer b'diraita. Everybody agrees that kal vachomer includes a din of dayo b'diraita. The only question is, between Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan, how to understand the case of Miriam in the discussion with Moshe Rabbeinu, whether the Vatisager Shivat Yamim is needed in order to tell me the application of dayo, or whether Vatisager Shivat Yamim is to tell me that Dayo applies even if it cancels the Kal Vachomer. That's what we're arguing about. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, Dayo is never going to apply if it cancels the Kal Vachomer. That's the whole point, says Rabbi Tarfon. If I'm coming to teach you the din of the Kal Vachomer, now why teach you a din of a Kal Vachomer when the Kal Vachomer doesn't work? Is that a little silly? So I'm going to teach you Kal Vachomer because the Kal Vachomer did work. Shivat Yamim, that was the Kal Vachomer. Now I'm just saying, don't overextend the information. That's all it's saying. It's actually a very brilliant analysis of the whole idea. It makes a heck of a lot of sense. So this is what Rabbi Tarfon is saying in the mission. Omelet of Papa Labaye. You made it sound a lot of sense. The problem is that, I mean, according to this, there should be no one that would ever attempt to say a Kal Vachomer and ignore Dayo. I mean, that's how you made it sound. Like, everybody knows exactly what we're talking about. It's a question of analyzing the puzzle. So what about the fact that there is a Tana that seems to ignore Dayo even in cases where it's not going to be mafir the Kal Vachomer? How about this Tana? I mean, a high Tana, Dorish Dayo, I forgot the long name for Kal Vachomer. What are you going to do about the following Tana who seems to ignore Dayo entirely? The Tanya. Now here, let's just get a little background on the information over here so that we understand what the Gemara is about to discuss. We know that normally there are things that are metame b'maga and are not metame b'masa. So then the Mishnah lists those things, and in fact, one of them is shichar zera. Metame b'maga, not metame b'masa. One point. There is also a halacha of someone who is a zav. Someone who is a zav is not to be confused, as people are going to confuse. It's nothing to do with shichar zera, other than the fact that both come from the same location. But other than that, one has nothing to do with each other, with the other. Zivas and Shekhar Zera are two completely different materials. They may both be generated by prostate fluids and so on that are mixed with other materials, but the Zivas is easily identifiable as Zivas and not as Shekhar Zera. Fine. Now, what's the halacha if a Zav spits at somebody? So that roke is Matami. It's Matami, both Bamaga and Bamasa. How about if a Zav Shechva Zera, forget about his Zivas, a Zav is Raya Keri, his Shechva Zera touches something. First of all, is it Metame? Well, I mean, you'd say, well, of course, Metame, why should be any different than anybody else's Shechva Zera? Just because he's Tame as a Zav means he shouldn't have too much Shechva Zera, and if he's a Metzera, shouldn't have too much Shechva Zera. I mean, why would I think that? Okay. How about for Masa, is it Metame? It doesn't list Shechva Zera in the things that are Metame of a Zav. So we need to establish whether, in fact, the Shechva Zera of a Zav is Metame. Okay, so now comes along a Kal Vachomer, and that's where we've got our problem, the Tanya. Keri b'zav minayin. How do I know that pure Shechva Zera of a Zav will be Metame? Well, that's the one of a dinu. This is, and here's actually our problem. It's clear, because Uba Tahor b'Tahor, Tamei b'Tamei. I mean, certainly in a case where something that would be Tahor in a normal person, let's say his spit, and that star, if the person is star, but it's Tamei where the person is Tamei b'zivas. So something which is Tamei, even in a person who's Tahor, like Shechva Zera, ain't no din she Tamei v'Tamei. And it's certainly going to end up being the Tamei, a person in a person who is Tamei anyway because of zivas. So now this comes to teach us that the Shechva Zera of a Zav is v'Tamei even if you don't touch it, but you just carry it without Maga like all the other things of a Zav. So that means, Kamaitela, Bain, because certainly spitting at the guy when he carries the spirit, it doesn't have to touch him. So too, if a shechva zera is some on the person's clothing and he's walking around and doesn't actually come in contact with it, it doesn't matter. It's kamaitel abein lamaga abein lamasa. How did he do that? He should have said, what's the basis of the information? Shechva zera of a nanzav. Shechva zera of a nanzav is only the time of a maga. So how can you derive from shechva zera that is the time of a maga a different din of shechva zera that is the time of a masa? So this tana is completely violating the din of dayo. Huh? Now what are you going to do about that? The chitei, I know what you're going to try to tell me, said Rav Pop. You're going to try to tell me, well, this is me for a kavachomer. What do I need a kavachomer to tell me the normal din of shechva zera? So you'll say the only point of the Kalva Chomer is to add that it's Matami B'masabi. Why should it be less Matami B'maga just because it's a Zav? So you'll say this is an example of a Rebbe Tarfon like Drosha of Dayo, where if I apply Dayo, I might as well throw the Kalva Chomer to the garbage. What do I need the Kalva Chomer for? Obviously the Shevazer of a Zav is coming. Why wouldn't it be? No, that's not true. V'chitei v'lamaga lo yitzir Kalva Chomer. You're going to try to tell me now, I certainly don't need the Kalva Chomer to tell me Maga, and therefore I only need the Kalva Chomer to tell me Masa, because after all, the Lord Gar, I mean, Gavra Tahor, I mean, just because his tummy is not going to be any worse than if he were Tahor, is it? Not true. It is worth. It's true. So, I might have thought, since in the whole Parsha of Tumat Shechva Zera, it says, that's what it says. Now, why does it say that? Because it's coming to tell me that these dinim are defined by someone who became Tomei through an actual event of a seminal emission, Mikra Laila. But over here, he didn't become Tomei because of that. He became Tomei because he was his self. So now that means that there's no significance to the Shechva Zera. If I don't have a Kalva Chomer, I said, look, the Torah says a person who is Tahor, and now he experiences Mikra Laila, so then because of the fact that that's Matamehim, the material itself, even if it never touches him, remember that Shechva Zera is not Matamei, the person who's Roya Shechva Zera, if he somehow or other manages not to come into contact with it, it's not going to be Matamei. It's just Tamei because he's Roya Shechva Zera. Now, if that Shechva Zera touches something Tahor, it's Matamei, but that's because it was the source of the Balkari in the first place. If over here, if the material was not the source of the Tuna in the first place, maybe it doesn't have any significance at all. Don't say anything that's yotze migufo is tamei. So that if a balkari urinates on somebody, it's not going to make any difference. So what's an afkamina if a shechva zera touches somebody? Only because of the fact that that's what was betamei. But if over here he's tamei anyway, of the same basic idea, there was some kind of emission of fluid that was betamei. So this stuff is not really important. That's what I would have thought. Comes along now to Kalva Chomer to say, no, truth is, if it's tamei by a tahor, then it's tamei by a tamei. So then, that's already an application of the Kalva Chomer. What right then did this Tana have to say? And not only that, it's even worse. It's going to be the Tamei B'masa. Wait a minute, that's Dayo. Even I'll leave it to Rabbi Tarfon, the way you just explained Rabbi Tarfon. So how do you explain a Tana that comes along and ignores Dayo entirely? I mean, all this beautiful analysis, you got in the post, it's all the Tana, what's he doing with it? That's my question. So therefore, let's see that inside. Mikra Laila implies Mishikiriyo Goremlo. That's only somebody who is Tamei Dafka because of Mikra Laila. Yatzazeh, but this Zav over here, in Kiryo Goremlo, Ladavar Acher Goremlo. This guy's not Tamei because of Keri, so why is Keri meaningful to him? Kamash Malan comes along the Pasuk, the Kalva Chomer, to tell me that it is Tamei by an Ish that's Tamei. Says about, listen, what, I mean, you made up the whole thing, and then you come up with a question. Does it say Mikra Laila Velo Davar Acher Ktiv? I understand. That's your analysis. I'm not persuaded. But you're saying the Tana definitely needs the Kalva Chomer because otherwise I'm convinced that Mikra Laila is definitive. Only Mikra Laila because that's what was Matamiya, but not anything else was Matamiya. But what? Who says? I say that the reason that he's being Dorish Daya, not Dorish Daya over here, is because it makes no difference when the guy starts off as stomach or Tahor. All that makes a difference is semen and stomach, period. Why do I come up with these analyses that don't have anything to be built on? Umatan and Shamatlay, the Yomar Shechvat Zera Shalzav Metamei B'Masa. But this is weird, because there's nobody who quotes this. I mean, we know there's a machloket about the Shechvat Zera of Azav. And we know that there's even a Mandi Yomar who says that you're going to get involved in Tumas Masa. But there ain't nobody that we know about that holds that the theoretical pure Shechva Zera of a Zav is going to be Matamei B'Masa. There's no such Mandi Yomar. I mean, it's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's not Rabbi Yeshua. It's not. Shichvat Zaro Shel Zav Metami B'Magav. The Ein Metami B'Magav. First of all, Rabbi Eliezer holds it. Rabbi Eliezer. That it's not even true, because it's Matami B'Masa. It's not Matami B'Masa. Either you come into contact with it or it's not Matami. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's Matami B'Masa, because logistically there's no such thing as pure semen. If this person, in fact, is a Zog, so that means that there's always going to be some element, I mean, the fluid that's coming from the same system is going to have some Zivas mixed in it. And therefore, because of the Zivas, you're going to have to assume that it's Matami B'Masa, but not because of the Shiva Zara. It's just that you're never going to have one without the other. You're talking about a theoretical case. It doesn't apply in the real world. So even Rabbi Yeshua is only saying, I mean, after Rabbi Yeshua lo kamar hatamel she'yev shabalot tzitzuk hezim, all he's saying is, logistically, it ain't going to happen. So for all intents and purposes, you might as well pretend that the shechazer abazav is v'tam v'vavas, but not because it really is. I mean, we're talking about the theory. So who is this supposed individual over here who claims from the Kal v'chomer that it's v'tam even v'vavasa? No, there is such a person. Elahaitano, there is such a person. It's not. We first started off in the Mishnah with three avot of Tuma, which is Sheret, Shechazera, Tameimetz. Well, over there, those are only Betame Bemaga, and they're not Betame Bemasa. Then the Mishnah continues. Lamal Amehem, the very famous parak in Kalim that describes the levels of Tuma. Lamal Amehem, the next step up in Tuma, is Zovo Shalzav, Viroko, Vishikhvat Zaro, Ume Meiraglav, Vedam Hanidan. Now all of these things are Batami, Bain Bimaga, Bain Bimasa. Now notice the strange way. Would you have written the Mishnah like that? Look what it says. Zovo Shozav, Viroko, Vishikhvat Zaro. Isn't that a strange way to say? I mean, doesn't it make much more sense to say the Zovo Shozav, Vishikhvat Zaro, Viroko? I mean, what are we jumping all over for? First you're looking down, then you're looking up, then you're looking down. Just say, you know, the Zov and the related issues like Shechvat Zaro. The Mishnah's trying to make a point over here, okay? There's something strange about the way that it's constructed. So here it says it's Vitame B'Masa. Now, what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but, I mean, maybe that's because it's practically impossible. Because in reality, the Shechvat Zaro Zov includes in it Shechtzuch Eziva. But then there would be no possible explanation for putting Roke in the middle of Zivas and Shechvat Zera. But there's a very good reason to put Roke in the middle if Roke is the Mekor of the Halacha, because it's a Kal v'chomer from the Roke, which is Tahar v'Tahar, and nonetheless Tamei v'Tamei, Koshikin and Shechvat Zera, which is Tamei v'Tahar, is certainly going to be Tamei v'Tamei. Ha ha ha! So the Mishnah, by the simple trick of putting it in that order, already teaches you the Mekor of the Halacha. But meanwhile, there clearly is a Tana that holds that we would indeed say Shechvat Zera shows up, is Betami straight out without Shechvat Zera. Metame b'masa. Ha! Answers the Gemara, how do you know? Dilmach and Amil Fishiyav Shabbat Tzizuk Aziva. In Kalitz now, Gabi Zovo, why are you putting them in the middle of it? Maishra Tana Gabi Roko? Why didn't you say Zovo, and then say Roko, and then say Shechvat Zaro? Yalim Shum Da'ati Mi Roko. Omer Le'Revacha Mi Difti Lervina, but there is a Tana that, in fact, disagrees with Dayo completely. You're right, not this one, but there is a Tana. How about this one? Hi, Tana, Lo Darish Dayo. The Tanya. Now here's another issue that has to do with Tumas. We know that when it comes to the Dinim of Tumas Meis, we learn out of the attack on Midian, where they brought back all of the Kalim, and now Elazar Kohen gets up and he says, look, you know, the things that can be Makabal Tumah, you have to be put into a mikveh, things that are treif, you have to put them through a boiling kettle, etc., etc., and then we can use them. So what he mentions over there is that Kol Beged V'Chok Lior, well, that's our list that came into contact with the maid, so you'll have to put them in Mayim, the Teherot, you'll have to put them in a mikveh. Over there, it only talks about Kli Eitz, Kalim, talks about Begodim, and it talks about now a Kli of Or. How about something that's made out of Eitz, but that's not a Kli? How about if you weave a mat of raw woods or raw reeds, and now you're going to sit on the mat? That's called mafatz. So mafatz of a mate. Doesn't mention anything about that. And yet the Brayta says, and how do we know that indeed a mafatz is tamei b'mate? Now what's special about the mafatz is that it is one of the only things that would be makabel, the special tuma of tumas mishkav u'moshav. If you sit down on a kli eitz, it's not going to become tamei. You didn't carry it. It's not tamei b'masa. You didn't touch it. You got your clothes on. So it wouldn't become tummy. But if now somebody's with tummy, Mishka Moshe will sit on a mafat. Oh, now it's terrible. That's the old princess of the pea. It doesn't matter how many beautiful mattresses of these mafats you got under there. Forget about that pea. As a matter of fact, can you forget about the diamond ring? Whatever it be kavatuma all the way down, it could be an avatuma. Whew. Okay, but on the other hand, strangely enough, I mean, it doesn't say anywhere that that same bottom mattress could be the kavatuma, the maga. Everybody said, well, that's far more direct. But it doesn't say that anywhere. So how do we know that indeed, and by the way, we end up with a very famous klal, which is that kol ha-metame tumas midras is metame tumas meis, that's a given. But what we're questioning over here is, how do you know that that's true? Because we only say that once we've learned this braita. Then it becomes a klal. But how do you know that a mafetz will be tabi b'meit, minai? So says the braita, look, it's a kal v'chomer. Because if we start off with pachim ketanim, they are tahar bizov, but they're tame b'meit. Now, this is a little bit of a problem. What is this, the pachim ketanim? Pachim ketanim are kalim that are made out of cheres, which creates a problem, because kelim made out of cheres cannot be makabel tuba from the outside, they can only be kosher yipo mitocho. Only those things that fall into them can be makabel tuba, nothing else, as Menachem all remembers very clearly from our Gemara at Chulin 35 years ago, this was a big issue. One of the first things we learned together. Okay. So if that's the case, then when it comes to carrying them around, we also run into a problem. Because we also have a klal that anything that isn't mekabel tuma through maga would be impossible to be metameh b'maga, cannot be mekabel tuma b'masa. Now the issue over here is, if you got pachim ketanim that are very small, there's no way for the zov to be metameh the pachim ketanim because he can't get his finger inside. That's the problem. In which case you get a practical problem. So now if that's the case, you shouldn't be able to be metameh pachim ketanim by carrying them around either. So that would mean that essentially pachim ketanim are off the charts when it comes to zov. The zov doesn't worry about pachim ketanim because there's no way for them to be makabel tuma. So if pachim ketanim, which are taharim the zov, are nonetheless tamei b'meit, because the Torah says everything in the olam eid, as long as it didn't have a cover on it, so it's the ein bot samit, ein samit patil alav, which is exactly this case, pachim ketanim without it, samit patil, they're left uncovered, tamei. Okay? So then that means that even these pachim ketanim are makabel tumat meit. So if they're mekabel tumat meit, so then I should be able to make a kal v'chomer. If the Torah b'zov the metami b'meit, a mafetz, which is woo, super duper tamei b'zov. I mean, so over there that's mekabel, like the ultimate tumah over there. And a dinshi a tamei b'meit, I mean, shouldn't be mekabel tumat meit, but mana? And kamaitil on beinu tumat arav, beinu tumat shiva? We're saying that this is tumat meit. I mean, it's straight out tumat meit. We say it's tumat meit as much as it would be a tumah of the zav. By the zav, it's not tummy for 7 days. The zav itself is tummy for 7 days. Not something that he touches, not tummy for 7 days. But now we're using a kal v'chomer to say, this mafetz is mekabel tumas meis. Tomorrow, tumas meis, you gotta sprinkle it. Yeah, well, it's a whole big thing, 7 days. Not gonna be tummy for less than 7 days. How did you take information that told you 1 day of tumah and turn it into 7 days of tumah without violating dio? And over here, I need the kal v'chomer to tell me that it's tameh at all, even for 1 day. So you can't tell me, well, I mean, otherwise the kal v'chomer is a waste. It is not a waste. It is not a waste. It's needed to tell me the din of tumas mafetz. And over here, you made it tumas mafetz for a week. Now, how did you turn a day into a week without violating vayu? So therefore, I tell you that you see over here, the kamaitel of bein l'tumat erev, bein l'tumat shiva. You brought it for the whole 7 days, Rabbi. Ema hani kavachom l'tumat erev. Say, what's your problem? The kavachomer has to add information? It does. It's tumat tumat erev, which is 1 day. Tumat erev means until you put in mikveh, harev shemesh. That's the standard tumat for 1 day. V'hani dayo, but now dayo comes along. Give me tumat shiva. It says, don't overdo it, my friend. You can't get tumat shiva out of information that only had 1 day at the beginning. Omar lei. So Ravina said, look, you know, that's a very good question, but it's an old question. Kfar Rama on the Aleva Nachman Bar Zichai Labaya. Abaya was handling all of this. He was fending off these attacks on the analysis of the dio issue between Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan. He was the one who fended off the first attack. And the truth is that Rabbi Nachman Bar Zichai asked this one to Abaya. It's a brilliant question. But he already pointed out to Abaya, and Abaya answered it. Abaya said, look, you're missing one step in the information. What this has done over here has basically made it very quick for you. But there's a missing piece. And this piece is like this. The truth is that the Tana first went through the Limud to teach me Mafetz by a Sheretz. Once I knew Sheretz, then I had a Gzeres Shava to teach me Mate, and a Gzeres Shava can go beyond the information of Kal Vachomer. There's no din of Daya on a Gzeres Shava, you see. And that's what really happened, and this is the way it actually reads. How do we know Mafetz b'Sheretz minayin? Same thing. V'dinu. Ma'apachim b'tadim d'ratorim b'zov. Armatamim b'Sheretz, because after all, a Sheretz can be very tiny. Right? It could be the size of an adasha. So therefore, Mapakim Ketanim are not going to affect it. It can get into any size opening the Tzvakabal Tumah. No, mouse isn't. But the No, I understood the... I just want to make it clear that a mouse is not sufficient. Yeah. No. That's the point. That's why I was disagreeing. It's actually a snail that we get the idea of an adasha from. Because that's the first visible stage is adasha in its growth, where it has a shell. And there is where we apply the din of, that's where we get it from. Since it's a chomet, it's trilaso, kiska adasha, so therefore we apply that to all pieces of shrotzim.
So, not a small mouse,
but a mouse doesn't come in the size of an adasha. So I say, if you want to talk about the size, we need to be makbet on it. All right. So I mean, certainly a slice of a mouse is not a mini mouse. No. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to be pedantic, but it's important to be accurate. All right. Okay, so getting back now. So now here's how it goes. If Pachim Ketanim, which are Tomei Bezov, or nonetheless, Tomei Besheretz, a Mafetz, which is Tomei Bezov, Enodin, Shei Tomei Besheretz. Now, she said, oh, but wait a minute, but you said we know Mafetz B'Mate. Yes! Ela Mafetz B'Mate Minayin. So how do we come up with the idea that there's also a Din of Mafetz which has Tumah Shiva, which you're agreeing cannot be learned out of this? That's another step. And that is, Ne'emar Beged Va'or B'Sheretz. When it comes to Sheretz, it says, B'Ferish over there, that call Hashem you pull a love me every motam yitma mikol kli eitz all beged or osak. Okay, that says the same language by a mate. V'nema beged v'or b'mate v'chol beged v'chol kli or v'chol maase izim says elazar kohen titchato. Well, it's the same exact language. So just like the beged v'or amur b'sheretz, I've just shown you that a mafatz tome. So too beged v'or amur b'mate mafatz tome bo. Wait a minute, is that a good Gzeres Shava? I mean, a Gzeres Shava doesn't apply where it's illogical unless you could show that it's extra words, not just similar words. So, I mean, I sure hope you know what you're doing over here. It's mufna, right? Meaning it's extra, because ilo mufna, I mean, I can show you that's not a very good proof. If it's not mufna, ikala mifrach mala sheretz ke metame bekadasha. I mean, you can always say, well, obviously, sheretz is much more chomer. Sheretz is metame bekadasha, mace is only metame bekazayit, so... You lie, of course. Why do that to you? Of course, it's mufna. I'm going to jerk you around for no reason. It's mufna. You want me to explain it to you? Sheretz is kashrut shechvat zera. Anyway, it says, O ish, asher tetzei mimenu shechvat zera. It says that directly after the psukim of Sheretz, okay? V'samechle, O ish, asher yiga, b'chol, Sheretz. So that means we're put together one after the other. So first we have now... The din of Shechvat Zera, then we have the din of Sheretz, and that means that anything that's written in one applies anyway to the other, right? It says by Shechvat Zera, v'chol beged v'chol or asher yel of Shechvat Zera. So what's the point of talking about beged v'or all over again when it comes to Sheretz? We already know that. Beged v'or, the Kazar Rachman of Sheretz, normally. Shemaming alafnui, that proves to you that Sheretz has an extra word, beged v'or, which I now use to compare it to beged v'or, that's compared to mate, etc. Wait a minute, but it's still only on one end. Yeah, no, it's true. There is a shita that holds. I mean, any kalaban yom remove the mitzvah echad lebedim and meshivim. Shaper. If it's enough to show that Gzeres Shava is open on one end, so then you can't ask any questions, then I won't ask any questions. But I might just come back to you one day and say, and what about according to Mandi Omer Halls, that even if it's Mufti Mitzad Echad, you might be able to apply the Gzeres Shava, but you can always ask on it. I might ask. So Mandi Omer Lebedim and meshivim. Well, then what are you going to do? Now, because both sides are mufne. The mate nami afnuyim mufne. I'll show you. Michte. Mate itself is actually hukash l'shichva zera. It's actually put together the same pasuk. So over there we have ish ish vizera aron vutzarua ozav. And it goes on v'hanogea b'chol tovei nefesh. Oh, ish asher tetzei menu shichva zera. Now there you go. Oh. So it's all listed together. So it says in Agav Chotov in Nefesh Oisha Shetetze Mimeno Vikti Bebeshich Vazera. It said already V'chol Beged V'chol Asher Yalav Shech Vazera. Why are we now repeating it by mate? Which tells me that even the mate side is Avnei Mufnei to compare it to Sheretz, and now Sheretz and mate will have the same halakas. And therefore, or Shabbat Vodka's one of the made one of me, Shmami Alaf Nuye, and now it's Mufne Vishnet Stadim, which now tells us that it has all the dinim of Tumas Beis, which is Shivas Yomim. Well, not so fast. Because remember, there's an overall theoretical question as to how to apply Limudim in the Torah. When you take, you have two sets, the set of Tumas Sheretz and the set of Tumas Beis, okay. Now you're saying, the Torah is telling me that elements of set one appear in set two. Fine, ready. But what are the laws that apply to those elements? Do we lift them from their set and put them in the new set and ignore where they came from? Or do we say the limud simply says, whatever was the rule of set one, which by Sheretz is Tumas Erev, is still the rule. You haven't changed it. You haven't just made it now. Okay, doesn't matter what it was like in set one. Put it into set two. It does matter. So that's a famous machlokas, which is called don mina umina, or don mina v'ukibatra. Take something out of it and keep it umina, keep its rules. Or don mina, learn it from there, but then ukibatra, stick it in its own location. So then what are you going to do about that? I mean, if you learn, don mina v'ukibatra, you're saying stick it into the new set and now apply the rules of that set to the new element of the set. Fine. Then I agree. Everything you said is very logical. But Laman Diyoma Donina Umina? How about if you learn that even if I learned it out of Sheretz and now I know that a Mafetz is Batami Bitumas Beis, I cannot avoid the original dinim of the set of Sheretz, which is that it's only a Tami Tumas Erev. Now what are you going to do? You still don't know Tumas Shiva by a mate. So Ma'ik Alameimer? Omar Rava? It's because we have a special Xeret HaKatuv in this case not to say Don Mina Umina. Because the Torah puts together all of the begodim, and it says, "V'chipastem bigdeichem b'yom ha'shvi'i kol tmeot shatem etamim b'meit lo yupchutim mishiv'a." It's a new gzerat ha'katuv that tells me, just as Elazar HaKohen says, "Utartem achar tavo alavachadeh," you got to have all tumot of meit are by definition going to be 7 days. I don't care where you got the information from, and that, sir, finally proves how it is that we know that in a Mafas Bebeit has nothing to do with Dayo, there are no violations of Dayo, and now we are all happy and can get on tomorrow with discussing the din of Karen Rishut and Nizek. But certainly this was an extremely exciting, tangential discussion. Shor Hamazik Rishut and Nizek Ketzah Nagag Nagav Nashar Ravatz Bar Rishut Rabbi Mishalem Chatzin Nizek Rishut and Nizek Rabbi Tarfon Amar Nizek Shalom Vekachom Imor Mim Chatzin Nizek Amalem Rabbi Tarfon Uma B'makom Sheikel Al Hashin Vel Regel Rishut Rabbi Shufatur Yichmir Aleim Rishut and Nizek L'Shalom Nizek Shalom. Certainly Makom Shichmir Al Ker Rishut Rabbi L'Shalom Chatzin Nizek and Adin Shenachmir Al Rishut and Nizek L'Shalom Nizek Shalom. Amrulo, that's logical. Dialogue of Minadin Liot Kinidon. Mabrishut Rabbim Chatzinezik, Abrishut Anizik Chatzinezik. Okay, fine. Afani lo adun kerem mi keret. Okay? Ani adun kerem mi rega. Umaba mokam sheikal ala shein ve ala rega. Abrishut Rabbim. Nonetheless, ichmir be keren, which shows that keren is always at least as, not more, at least as chomer, okay? So mokam sheikhmir ala shein ve ala rega, Abrishut Anizik, ain't a din that it should be at least. At least. I didn't say anything about more. In a dictionary, Amir, Bekaran, Amrulot, these tricks don't help. Dialogue of Minadin Liot Kididon, Mabrishut Arabim Chatzinezek, Abrishut Arabim Chatzinezek, Tarfan, Letle, Dio, or Dio de Orite, the Tanya, Midin Kavakomer Ketsa, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Veavia Yarok Yarak Mifadea, Haloti Chalim Shivat Yamim. So now, yes, so now you'd say Kavakomer Shina Rasayom, Ella, Tisagir Shivat Yamim. Ah! Dayo lavo min adin liyot kin yadon. No, of course he holds of dayo, but ki let lay dayo hechad amar for kavachomer, but hechad lo mefer kavachomer, it lay dayo. Hatam shiva the shechina lo ktive, so I still need the kavachomer, and I say, now I would have said just for that, our besar, comes like dayo and limits the kavachomer to shiva. But now I'm left, takes away one shiva, muki shiva, of a lacha. I know chatzidezik, we have the kavachomer now, I think Chatzinezek Achrina, Venasinezek Shalim. Now, if you're going to tell me Dayo over here, you might as well throw out the Kavachomer, I feel like Kavachomer. Verabonen,
That's not true what you're saying. The Shiva Tchina is said, the Shvina is said to Farish, Tisager Shivat Yamim. Says Rabbi Tarfon, that Tisager Shivat Yamim is not the din. That Tisager Shivat Yamim is Dio. Oh, the Dashina Dio, but it says, Vat Tisager Miriam Shivat Yamim. No, says Rabbi Tarfon, that's the Tomei, Afilu Ba'alma, Dashina Dio, Volotoma. Well, this is a unique situation, Shivfoda Shomosha, Avo Be'alma Lo, which is certainly by the way that it comes out a little bit, you know. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sheepishly saying, you know, well, I mean, we can't let her off completely, could we? I mean we got to do something. It's not going to be worse than Aviyah. So, okay, so it's coming over as, you know, a sop to Moshe. Okay, so Kabash Malan, that no, this is a universal din. Omar Le Rav Papa La Abaye, Veha Haitana de Lo Dorish Dayo Hafagav de Lo Mafrif Kabachom, and the Tanya carried his Abinai, Vedinu. Umal tahor b'tahor, tamei, tamei b'tamei, tamei b'tamei, tamei b'tahor in a dinshi, tamei b'tamei. And the Tana is vaitula, bein lamaga, bein lamasa. Vamai, neima ahani kapachom lamaga, and ahani dayo lafuke masa. V'chite, maga, what do I need to kapachom lamaga? Logor, begavator, not true. Itzer, tzakadet chamina mikra lailakti. Dafka, mishikir yogor himlo, yotzazet. We're over here in Kiryogorim, lo ladavar achergorim, lo namely a zivot. Kamash velon. Ah, zivot, come on, midi, velo dover achaktiv. That's you talking. Uman tana de shamet le diomer shech mazer shazam et time in masa. Anyway, I mean, Lord of Elazar, the Lord of Yeshua. The tzman, shech mazer shel zav, metami b'maga. Veinu metami b'masa. Dibre Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, mer no. Tzivim metami b'masa, shi yefshar, but lo tzich tzuchay zivan. Ah, I can't look on Rabbi Yeshua Atam Ella just because he has Shabbat Tzuchay Ziva. It's a logistical problem, but a lav achilo. So who is it? It's Haitanu. It's not. Lamala mi amzova shalzav viroko vishich vatzaro meimei raglav v'damani dam etami bein b'maka bein b'masa. Now you're going to try to tell me, Achinami, it's basically Rabbi Yeshua. L'fishiyev Shabbat Tzuchay Ziva, not true, because im kein litzneo gabi zovo. My shana diktani legabi roko. Okay, but there still is this. How about this time? I don't know that lo dorish day at all. I forgot lo mir for kavu homer the tanya mafetz b'meit minay in v'dinu mapach in ketani she torin bezav metami b'meit mafetz she metami bezav and didn't she metami b'meit and note that he's kamaiti la bein l'tumatera bein l'tumat shiva v'amai you could say the kavu homer is necessary, but it's necessary only for tumatera and af comes along dayola fukim tumat shiva. Omale, good question, but kvar Ramadi Alayra Nachmazakai Abaya, and Abaya had an answer. Omale Abaya. Actually, the Tana is mi mafetz b'sheretz b'ayte lavachikoma. First step is, let's prove mafetz b'sheretz, which is only to mazera. Dovin minayin v'dinu, mafachim kitanim shtar b'zov t'meim b'sheretz, mafet shetame b'zov, it didn't shi etame b'sheretz. Elo mafetz b'meid minayin, ah, that is exerashava, never begged bor b'sheretz, never begged bor b'bayit, ma begged bor b'sheretz, mafetz tamei mei, begged bor b'bayit, mafetz tamei mei. Well, I certainly hope it's mufti. I mean, if it's not mufti, you know, ikal mifra, ma l'sheretz, she came to tamei b'kadasha, dobro b'mei, she came to tamei b'kadasha, because of course it's mufti, for heaven's sakes, after you mufti, mechdei, sheretz, hizker she shechlazer, if the vishish shir, te tzemim na shechlazer, v'semechlei, o ishish yigibachol sheretz. Naktive b'shich vazera v'kol beged v'kol or asher yelav shich vazera. So it already says beged v'or. So why does it have to repeat beged v'or by sheretz lomani? Shma mi'alaf nuye. Ah, but akati mufti mitzadech adu. I mean, it's all very nice. L'man yomar mufti mitzadech l'meidim v'meshivim shapir. But what about according to l'man yomar l'meidim v'meshivim b'ayin g'lameimar? Because the mate is also a fnuye mufti mechte. Mate it kishlo shich vazera. The k'divin agir b'chol tami nefesh. Oisha shote tzevim and a shich vazera. Now, k'tibe v'shich vazera v'chol beged v'chol or shelav shich vazera. In which case, it's as if it's written by maid. So beged v'or dekat v'chamin of a maid lomali, because I mean, after all, a hekesh, it's if it's in the same posse. Shmami olaf nuye. And if that's the case, it's mufna mishneit stodim. But there's another problem. Eichan man diom edom minavu kibatra. How about if you all don't minavu minavu? So then it should only be two materev. Ma'igal ameimah. Omar Rava, not in this case. This case is different because Omar Kra, v'chibatstem b'dechem b'yom ha-shevi'i, kol t'mo'ot, sh'atem et'amim b'meit, lo yupchutim mishiv'ah.